Global warming might cook up more problems with air pollution. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. In the United States, air quality has been improving steadily for the past 20 or 30 years, but problems with smog continue to linger. Scientists say changes in the climate could lead to more of the hot weather that produces smog and to more of the respiratory problems that smog creates. Jonathan Patz is an environmental health physician at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. He studies the impacts of climate change on human health, and he says people are likely to have more problems with smog as the earth grows warmer. Pat says nitrogen oxides are one of the key components in smog. They come from the combustion of fossil fuels and chemically react in the atmosphere to form ground-level ozone. This chemical reaction is a product of both sunlight and warm temperatures, so warmer weather will make this problem worse. Pat says getting rid of smog will be much harder as the earth grows warmer. High temperatures and sunlight will still produce smog even if we cut back on the air pollutants that are part of the problem.
So if we reduce our emissions and yet our temperature is higher, that higher temperature may offset some of the gains in the emissions reduction.
Pat says children and the elderly are especially sensitive to smog, and this form of air pollution should be considered a serious issue for public health. Pat says smog irritates the lungs and inflames the airways. It can trigger asthma attacks, and it can even make healthy people more vulnerable to respiratory ailments. Pat's worked with a team of researchers on a report that was released last year titled Heat Advisory: How Global Warming Causes More Bad Air Days. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.